Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How you be in this Monday, January 25th of 2016? As you know, I'm in the East Coast and we just came through a blizzard, a snow blizzard, if you will. My area got 38 inches. It was funny. It was fun. I love watching snowfall. And as long as I have heat and I'm inside, it's fun and it's a lot of, you know, you just relax. And that's what the snow is about. It's about relaxing and staying indoors and pretty much thinking about what's going on in your life. And I was asking the elements, because, you know, I communicate with the elements, as you can as well. And I was asking, would it be a contribution to me if I was to stop the storm? And I said, would it be more of a contribution for me to let it go, to let the storm come, or to stop it and make it go away? And then I got that we all needed a break. We all needed the cleansing that the snow brings, the change in nature, if you will. So I said, okay, I won't do anything, and whatever comes, comes. Once I said that, initially we were going to get between 12 and 15 inches. Once, after I had the talk with the dialogue with the elements, they were just saying that we were going to get 30 inches. And I was like, wow. And we ended up getting 38 inches in my area. Wow. How does it get any better than that, huh? And yes, we are all that powerful. We can make it rain in California. We can make the tribe that we belong, we made it rain in California when there was a drought, and I'm sure there's still a drought. But in the summer, when it was so hot, a friend of mine who lives in California, she was asking for us to help her, to assist her with water because of the drought, and we all did, and we contributed to that energy, and we made it rain. And then, remember, if there was a hurricane that was coming to Mexico, and there was, even though it came through Mexico, there was hardly any damage done. It was all of us collectively getting together and having a goal of a target of nothing is going to happen. It's just going to go through. Everything's going to be full of ease. And we made it happen. So when you ask, you receive, but you have to ask. Now, easiest and fastest way for you to receive is by being joyful, by being happy. I know that money follows joy. It's not a just saying. Money follows joy. If you things, everyday things, for the fun of it, you don't work a day in your life, number one. Number two, because you're having so much fun and you look forward to it, the day goes by so fast. And then you get paid on top of it. And money comes to you. And you are never worried about money. So what if you could be joyful? What if you could just be happy just because? There's no need to have a reason to be happy. If you need a being, another person, or a thing to be happy, you are not free. I believe it was last week that we were talking about freedom. If you need anything other than what's inside of you to be joyful, you are not free. And who would you be if you were truly free, if you were happy? What would you do? What can you create? I gave you three examples of creation there. Mexico, California, and just talking to the elements. And I've done talking to the elements. I do that all the time in summer. I ask for rain. I ask for, if I don't want to water the plants outside, I ask for rain to come, and rain comes every day at a certain time, in the afternoon or in the morning or overnight, and it waters the plants. Yes, you can, you ask and you receive, right? So everything is up to you. You are the creator. So what is it that you're creating, and where is it that you are lacking? Where is it that you are lacking about being happy? And what would it take for you to be happy? Who would you be if you were happy? You know, people think that people, I've met some people who are very upset that the earth, that there's, we're destroying the earth, that we're destroying the earth. Do you know how much damage you do to the earth by thinking about that? Because you start creation as soon as you have a thought. Destruction, and that's all you think about. Guess what you're creating? But if you think and you are joyful, you are healing the earth. Everywhere you go, you are healing the earth. When you walk around, whatever you walk, the earth, the planet is grateful that you are walking around it. When you touch a tree, because the creator touched the tree is blessed. Are you aware of that? When you touch a rock, the rock is changed because the creator touched it. It was hard for me to believe that. I heard Kryon talking about that. He was talking about a parable where there was this guy who was going out in nature, and he was walking, and he personalized all the things that he touched and how they reacted to his touch. But they were just so grateful, and they were forever changed. Do you know that an animal that is touched by a human is forever changed? I'm talking about any animal. And if you touch an animal, they are forever changed. They cannot change in their evolution, because now the touch of a human is the blessing, if you will. And they have moved on to the next phase in their evolution as well. I'm not saying they're going to change from squirrel to a cat or anything like that. No. The animals stay the squirrel's a squirrel's a squirrel. Even when they come back, they still remain squirrel because that's what they choose. Same thing with dogs and cats. They don't often change type of animal they come in. But if you touch a squirrel, the squirrel is no longer, the squirrel gets more conscious. Although animals are way more conscious than humans are. But how would you be more joyful? How would you gain more happiness? One of the things I suggest to my clients to do, and I actually do it for them, is I get them a journal. And on the journal, I ask them to write 5 things they're grateful for. It's a simple exercise. It really is. But it is so helpful in breaking through and becoming, you realize it's about dropping your barriers, paying attention to the now, and living a life of purpose. When you are grateful for the air you breathe, if you know that there are people out there who are having a very hard time breathing, and all you have to do is breathe, inhale, exhale, without pain, you realize how lucky you are. When you realize that you don't have any problems in your vision, you don't have problems moving, and you're grateful for it because others are not so lucky. You get to have some insight into, and some insight and some aha moment when you go back and you read your journal. You remember what about gratitude, about who you be, and about how lucky you are. I have clients who are very well off. They're very well off. But they, when you're so well off, you lose that thing as to why you're doing things. Even though you have all the money, you have all the material things, you're still not happy. And you wonder, is this all there is to life? No. The purpose in life is to be happy, to enjoy every second in your life. So, my friends, if you have a piece of paper and a pen, write this down. This is a Gregory Gravois formula. Well, actually, it's not a formula, but I got this management from him, from teachings of Gregory Gravois about happiness. Happiness is perceived in the human brain by a chemical that is called dopamine, D-O-P-A-M-I-N-E. Dopamine is a chemical in the brain of which one of its functions is pleasure, to let you know what pleasure is. And that's how we know happiness. So, dopamine, the chemical formula of dopamine is one, it's C8, as in cat, 8, number 8, H11, as in hydrogen, 11, and N for nitrogen, O for oxygen, 2. Now, if you know how to write the formulas, it's you go C, little 8, because 8 carbons, 11 hydrogens, so H11 with a little 11 on the right corner of the 11, C8, H11, nitrogen N, O2. That is the formula for dopamine. Now, I'm going to ask you to work with me here. I want you to feel your body. Just feel it. Now, take a deep breath and exhale. One more time, breathe in and exhale. Whatever you are, whatever you're doing, it's best if you're not driving or operating heavy machinery for the following. So, but use your judgment. This is not an activation. I'm not going to be sending energies out there that would make you sleepy. But I want you to feel 3 places in your body. Like maybe feel where your feet are touching the floor, the ground, whatever your feet might be. Aware of what your feet are touching. Now, also become aware of where your behind is. if it's sitting on the chair, if it's standing, just be aware of that part of your body. And also become aware of what your hands are doing. Okay? We're getting you in the present. We're getting you in the now. So we want you to be aware of what's going on in your body. You know where your feet are, you know where your behind is, and you know what your hands are doing. Okay? Now, I want you to also pay attention to your breathing. Okay? So breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. There you go. That's it. That's it. Now, I'm going to say the formula. And I want you to feel your body. And I'm going to say carbon and the number of carbons. I'm going to say the element and the number of the element. And I'm just going to ask you to feel in your body. Okay? So, let's start. C8. Put on your body. H11. Keep breathing. Relax. Drop your barriers. N. O. 2. Now, feel your entire body. Perceive the change. Okay. Once again. We're going to do it again. We're going to do this 3 times. Ready? H8. I'm sorry. Let me get started again. Sorry. C8. Seven. N. Oxygen, O2. And exhale. And how are you feeling? 8 carbons, 11 hydrogen, 1 nitrogen, and 2 oxygen. That's all it takes to be happy. How does it get any better than that? So, yeah, we're going to do it one more round, but I'm giving you guys a little bit of time in between. Because even though it wasn't an activation, I was a little bit out of it. Because I even, instead of saying O2, I blurred out oxygen. I was like, wow, that's interesting. So it's kind of like in a high, you know? Isn't that interesting? But I was checking this out, and I found that there's also the chemical formula. They have it in necklaces. They have it in wall decals. They have it in all that. So I was like, wow, how does it get any better than that? And I did get it once for my kitchen, and So now everybody who comes to my house, in my kitchen, they see my, they see this C8, H11, and O2, and they wonder, what is that? And they just repeat it. They keep repeating it, repeating it, repeating it. And not realizing that they're doing the chemical formula for happiness. And I wonder what that will change to everybody who comes to my house, huh? And not just that, but also the environment. Having that environment vibrating in my kitchen is going to change things. Because the kitchen is, you know, where you prepare the food. And if you're not happy as you prepare the food, then, you know, it doesn't go well into your body. But now that you have the chemical formula in my kitchen, I wonder how that, what that will change. So how does it get any better than that? Wow. And I've been wondering about the chemical formula in the molecule thing for necklaces. I'm like, I'm reading about it and I'm debating whether to get one or not because I already have so many necklaces. But I might just go ahead and get one, you know. So let's go ahead and do it one more time, okay? Take a deep breath. And exhale. And exhale. C8. And just feel what's going on in your body. Allow the molecules in your body to take that in. 11. N-O-2. Take a deep breath and exhale. Wow. That was awesome, you guys. How does it get any better? That was awesome. Thank you. Yes. If you want to make this into bring more joy, if that's what you need, you can always repeat it just like we did. C8. And wait a little bit. H11, wait a little bit. N, wait a little bit. O, formula. This chemical formula will transform you and will assist you in the pleasure chemical that your brain releases so that you are happy. And as you know, money follows joy. And what can you create when you're happy? How can you change others just by being in their presence and showing them that they too can be happy? Right? Well, who would you be if you were happy? What's keeping you awake at night? So if you are being kept awake, what if you were to stop with the worry and be happy. Be joyful. What are you fearful from? Or off? What if there's nothing to be... What if there's no problem out there that you haven't the answer, the solution? That you don't have the answer or the solution already? But my friend, when you decided to experience a problem, you also created the solution that before you came. For every single problem that you have in life, you already have a solution. You just have to remember where you put it. So, be happy. It's not the end of the world. And one step at a time, if that's to do it, no judgment whatsoever. It's your life, your path. Nobody can live it for you. Nobody can tell you how to live it. You go your pace, and whichever way you choose is the right way for you today. These 10 seconds. That doesn't mean you cannot choose something else later on if you decide. It's all just the point of view. You are free to do what you desire to do. Okay? So, I would love to hear some feedback on your experiences with this chemical formula. Like I said, I found the bracelets and wall decals in Amazon. That's my go-to store. just go there and see what it is that, how it makes you feel, and see how that works for you. And I like to be sneaky. I like to do it, to introduce things in my environment that will make others change as well, without their knowledge. But just because their being doesn't know it, doesn't mean that their subconscious doesn't know it. Because, you know, their subconscious, they're the ones who are in control of protecting the being. So I never do anything that harms anybody. If it's a contribution to you, you're more than welcome to take it. If not, you can just leave it. And that's how it is. With the higher self, if the higher self thinks it's a contribution to the being, they will let them take advantage of what you're giving. If not, then they won't. Simple as that. You cannot harm anybody with introducing things like that. A lot of times it's just for you, just for fun. Never tell anyone. So, my friends, please write and let us hear how things are going for you. Can you believe January's gone? Woo-hoo! Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's been my honor, my pleasure to be here with you tonight. This is your host, Ximena Velasquez. Bye-bye.